Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, and welcome in to another episode of Farm to Fame. I am Kelsey Wingert. That is Peyton Moylan, and that is our captain, Captain Maddie Mass. If you were with us last time, we covered the top shortstop prospects of 2023, and now we are moving on to the catchers. And a reminder that today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at SeatGeek. So make sure you guys are using code JohnBoyPreseason for 15% off of any order. So we're taking a deep dive on the top catching prospects of this upcoming season, 2023. Peter has a, what were you doing?
It's a baseball key ring. Okay. I'm just flinging it around.
This position is a lot of names that we know. So we will start out running through the top five prospects to know.
To know, mate.
Right, Peter? You want to run through the top five catching prospects for the catches in 2023.
You want me to get it rolling?
Yep.
Catching's a hard position, by the way. Just want to get that out of the gate. It's a tough position.
Gotta be tough.
Your number one catching prospect is from your New York Mets. Boo. Francisco Alvarez, number three in Major League Baseball in 112 games between AA and AAA last year. Hit 27 homers with 78 RBIs. So earned himself a call up. I don't know if it was a proper call up or whether it was just going to test him for the post for the season. I'm not sure what was going on there, but ended up getting five games in the big leagues. Only hit one at 167, but he did get a home run. He hit a home run. I feel like that's going to help him next year when he comes up, or this year when he comes up. He's not going to have the same nerves you initially have when you first come up. He's done that. He's been around it. He's traveled. It's all not new for him anymore. So, signed with the Mets out of Venezuela in 2018, was temporarily the MLB's number one prospect, July of 2022. Made his MLB debut, as I just spoke about, on September 30th, 2022. Youngest player to play in MLB in the 2022 season. Missed a little time last year with a right ankle. Had surgery in October, but expected to miss no time. One of the best bats out of all prospects, 70 grade power. Buck Showalter's staff noting that he had MLB-level power since 2021, working to improve his defense, like we all are. The arm strength is good. Blocking, framing, throwing needs a bit of tweaking, but he's supposed to be here this year.
Nice. Number two ranked catcher for 2023 is with the Dodgers, Diego Cartaya. He is MLB's 14th overall prospect. He played in 95 games last year between A-ball and high A. He had 22 doubles, 22 home runs, 72 RBI, and an 892 OPS. We like that OPS for a catcher. He signed with the Dodgers out of Venezuela in 2018. He was the top ranked guy in that year's international class. He also won the Dodgers 2022 Minor League Player of the Year. He has good power to all parts of the field, but he needs to work on that K rate. It's at 27% right now. And despite good arm strength, he only threw out 19% of base dealers last season. Overall, his defense needs a little bit of work. But the Dodgers front office really says that he has strong leadership skills to handle pitching staff and to navigate a game, which is really high praise to be saying about a young guy, especially a catcher.
Especially in that system. I can't imagine that's an easy system to go behind the dish with those guys, especially.
Yeah. He has tools and frame. He's 6'3", 219 pounds that give him Salvador Perez comps. And his ETA is also this season.
Lovely. Number three is friend of the pod, Kevin Parada. He's with the Los Mets also. 21 in 13 games in rookie ball and A ball. He hit 275 with a homer, eight RBI, and an 880 OPS. Drafted in the 11th overall pick by those Mets in 2022, set the Georgia Tech single season home run record with 26 as a sophomore. National Player of the Week, March 1st, 2022, after going 12 for 21 with five tanks and 17 stakes. went into the draft projected number 6th overall. Great balance of power and average. Excellent eye, 13 punches to 12 walks. Defense has improved year over year despite subpar arc strength. I'm going to tell him you said that, Matty. And an ETA of 2025. You're going to have a lot of catches coming up to the Met system 2024, 2025.
He came to our All-Star event.
You sure did.
We have a picture with him.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to pronounce this next guy's name. Ari Ford, isn't it?
Ari Ford with the Seattle Mariners, MLB's 49th overall prospect. 104 games in A-ball last year. He hit .274 with 23 stolen bases. A catcher.
In it.
23 stolen bases, .863 OPS. He was drafted by the Mariners 12th overall in 2021 out of North Cobb High School in the city I live in Kennesaw. High school's right down the road. Casey played him. I saw him play. Harry Ford.
Ari.
Ari.
You're a wizard, Ari.
On the street that I live on. Formerly a Georgia Tech commit, he started 2022 slow, but then June to September, he had a .942 OPS. He obviously, as we mentioned with the stolen bases, has incredible athleticism. He could potentially move around the diamond, but he has a really strong arm and good blocking skills that will probably keep him at catcher. He has excellent bat-to-ball skills to all fields. He's starting to find his power. He had 11 home runs last year. He's also representing Great Britain and the WBC. Both of his parents were born there. And his ETA
I'm trying to make you say
2025.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Logan O'Hoppy. With your Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's the number 53 ranked prospect in all of Major League Baseball. 23 years old. Formerly of the Adelaide Giants in your Australian Baseball League. In 104 games in AA last year, hit .283 with 26 homers, 78 RBIs, and a .960 OPS. This guy's going to move up this list quickly. Drafted by the Phillies in the 23rd round, number 677 if you're counting at home. Formerly an ECU commit, played brief stints in AA with Philly in 2021, only hit .190 in 6 games before going back to AA. Traded to the Angels for Brandon Marsh. You guys remember that name during the World Series? Brandon Marsh on August 2nd, 2022. Played the rest of the season with the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Woo!
End of the pod. Somewhere over there, Sprocket. Where he mashed. He hit .306, 11 home runs, a .146 OPS. Crushed. He then got called up to the big leagues. Made MLB debut on September 28th. Where he got his first hit in his first at bat. Incredible eye and plate discipline, which includes better power, strong work ethic, where he's consistently improving on his solid defense. And he's a friend of Nicky Cass. Hey!
Freaking love Nicky Cass.
His ETA is obviously this year, but he actually came to Australia and did pretty decent. Didn't blow the roof off the place, but he had a good season. You could see that the receiving was there, but he hits his bat out to catch up. Looks like it's done that.
Did y'all play him?
Yeah. I probably faced him, to be honest, because that's when I was still pitching. So.
Wait, he played in the same league that you were managing in this year?
Yeah, girl.
So when would you have played against him?
2018, when he was with the Adelaide Giants and I was still pitching.
So he's been playing in that league for a long time.
He played 1 year back in the day and then came back and had marked improvements on his overall baseball career since he came back.
I mean, he would have been young in 2018. He would have been like 18. Yeah,
maybe 19. Maybe it was 2019. Maybe I didn't face him. I don't know. But you know what? While you're reading your dark horse, I'm going to find out. You know what the last search was? Can I watch light pink with whites?
That's fair. It's very fair.
And the answer was yes. So I tried it.
Our dark horses at the catching position, the Colorado Rockies. Drew Romo. He's MLB's 84th overall prospect. He's ranked the 9th overall catching prospect for 2023 and 101 games in high A last year. He had 18 stolen bases. Another catcher who can steal. He had 19 doubles, 5 home runs, 5 triples, 58 RBIs. The Rocks drafted him 35th overall in 2020. Another Houston guy out of the Woodlands High School in Texas. That's also the same school as Paul Goldschmidt and Jameson Taillon. He's dealt with a lingering hand injury since the draft. He had a 502 OPS with a 24.8% K rate from July to the end of the 2022 season because of that hand injury. He's a glove first defensive player with decent contact at the plate. His ETA is 2024. So if he stays healthy for a full season, which hasn't happened yet, then his numbers we're hoping will force him up the Rockies development system. Mm-hmm. So Drew Romo with your Colorado Rockies.
With your Oakland Athletics, Tyler Soderstrom, not to be mistaken with SodaStream, which is one of my wonderful drink friends. You've had a SodaStream?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Carbonation.
You don't like carbonation at all?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even with the alcoholic drinks?
Like never in my life. This is not a lie. Never in my life have I drank a Coke, a Sprite, a Dr. Pepper.
SodaStream.
SodaStream. I've taken accidental sips. Like if there's a drink sitting there, I've taken an accidental sip. I don't like the fizz down the throat. I don't like that.
Tyler Soderstrom with your Oakland Athletics, MLB's number 39 prospect. In 134 games in High A, Double A, and Triple A, hit .267 with 29 homers and 105 RBIs.
Wow.
Drafted by the A's, 26th overall in 2020 out of high school. Listed as the number 2 first base prospect. Has played 90 games at catcher and 68 at first base in the minor leagues since pro debut. Now the A's can put him at first base. They have Shea Langeliers, who's decent. Might be blocking the way, but you got options there now. He makes consistent hard contact to all fields with good strength and bat speed for power. His ETA is 2023. The A's will be playing a young lineup this season, and Tyler's ability to play two positions could get him in there real quick.
Something will get you into games real quick is our friends at SeatGeek. We have a very special announcement to celebrate baseball being back. SeatGeek is giving all of you 15% off of your next purchase with code JohnBoy Preseason. And it doesn't matter what you're buying or if you've already bought tickets through SeatGeek, code JohnBoy Preseason is still going to hook you up. But we do want to note that it is a special offer only available on purchases made between now and March 31st. So stop waiting around. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. You can open the SeatGeek app now and add the code JohnBoy Preseason to your account. That's JohnBoy Preseason for 15% off of your next SeatGeek purchase. You'll thank us later. 15% off is like kind of significant if you're buying good tickets. That's pretty, I mean, yeah. It's a nice little discount.
Nice little chunk of change, as they say.
Yep. Okay, so there's a fun storyline with the Pittsburgh Pirates at the catching position. They have 2 top 10 catching prospects with tremendous upside that we're going to be keeping an eye on. And the first one of those, Pete and Maddie, is Andy Rodriguez, obviously with the Pirates.
Check out these numbers.
Yeah, he's the 6th overall catching prospect, MLB's 55th overall prospect, 125 games between High A, Double A, and Triple A last year. You guys ready? A .323 average as a catcher, 39 doubles, 25 home runs, 95 RBI, and a .997 OPS. He was signed by the Mets out of the Dominican Republic in 2018. He was traded to the Pirates in a 3-team deal on January 19th of 2021 that sent Joe Musgrove to the Padres. And Joe Lucchesi to the Mets. He only played in rookie ball in 2018 and 2019, but he jumped from high A up to triple A in 2022. He was named the catcher in MLB's Pipeline Team of the Year. How can he not be with those numbers that he put up? Good approach across all levels since joining the Pirates organization. He has 11.4 walk rate to an 18.4% strikeout rate. His power continues to improve. Like we mentioned, 25 home runs last season, projects above average in MLB, and his athleticism also allows him to play second base and outfield. That's fun. A catcher who can play the outfield in 2022. And he's recorded at least sometime at every position besides shortstop and third base in the minors. And his ETA is this upcoming year.
The other catcher is Henry Davis, drafted by the Pirates, first overall in 2021 out of Louisville, in 59 games in rookie ball, A ball, high A and double A last year. He had 264, 12 doubles, 10 homers, 42 RBIs, or RBI, sorry, Kels, and an 850 OPS. Was ranked the Pirates' top prospect through 2022 and the third-ranked catching prospect coming out of the 2022 season behind only Francisco Alvarez and Diego Cartaya, number 19th ranked prospect in baseball for the final 2022 rankings, and now dropped 38 spots after only 59 games in 2022. Wrist injuries in both 2021 and 2022 have limited his playing time. That sucks. It's tough to come back from a wrist. His batting stance crowds the plate. 20 hit by pitches in 2022, which led to all the injuries, obviously. 70 great arm, but overall a little stiff behind the plate. He saw some time in right field in 2022 in case catching doesn't work out. His ETA is 2024. Imagine those two in the same team.
Yep. Pittsburgh Pirates, something to be excited about, folks.
The Pirates.
So that is our top catching prospects headed into the 2023 season. Thank you guys so much for watching and for listening. We hope you learned something today. Farm on, farm often, and we will see you guys on the next episode.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.